For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, welcome to CarCast. I'm Matt, the moderator, DeAndre, here with Bill Goldberg. Big day?
Just call me Mr. Multitasking.
I'm telling you, big day, man. There seems like there's kind of a handful of things going on. You got your handfuls over your handful over there. What's happening?
Well, I'm right in the middle of filming the second episode for Goldberg's Garage on YouTube, and quite obviously, I forgot to take the microphone off. So, I guess it started at 6:30 when I was prepping the M100 for the shoot today, Wanda's truck. Got the detailer over here about 8 and dealt with animals inside the structure as usual.
Yep.
And a friend of ours bringing over a 68 F-250, which is an unrestored basic version of the copy of what we've got as Wanda's truck. So we did a little side by side. As I said, we're actively shooting the episode right now and taking a little break for the CarCast stuff. But, you know, just trying to survive in the YouTube world out there, man, having fun.
Trying to be a YouTuber.
No, I'm never going to try to be a YouTuber. I am Goldberg on YouTube. That's
yeah, that's probably the best way to describe it.
Yeah. It's funny in dealing with sponsors and stuff, they want to couple you with influencers, and it's like, well, I ain't no influencer. I guess I am an influencer, but I'm not even exactly sure
that's the right term. Not necessarily for you, but there's quite a few out there, people that are doing a lot. And I don't think that influencer is the right term. You know,
I think it's embarrassing, but I mean, it is what it is. I've jumped into a different world. And it's fun, man. It's fun. I can finally get this car content out there, right? I drove the 1,000 horsepower Hellcat, the black car, the carbon fiber car the other day. That's out in the episode right now. And then I got to follow it up with something different. And, you know, you go from 1,023 to the crank to 129 at the tires, right? In this M100 thing. So, the fact is that, you know, it's an eclectic collection and every car has a story. Every vehicle has a story. So that's why it's in the collection.
So the M100 will be an interesting video because I haven't seen that car. You've since gotten that car after leaving California.
We had that in California. Remember, it was on Leno. It was on Leno's show twice.
Oh, was it in California?
Maybe we left Leno on the side of the road in that truck on Leno's garage on the episode that he had.
Okay, I gotta think about that.
If it's the pea green 67 Mercury that.
The Mercury truck. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Right. I got you. That's that was Wanda's family truck.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the reason it's in the collection is not because it's got 1,000 horsepower or it's fun to rake through the gears. It's got a freaking 3-speed, you know, on the column, and it's got 139 horsepower. The thing's, you know, so it's in the collection solely based upon its past.
And right, this is Wanda's dad had this truck. He taught her how to drive in this truck, and
every kid learned how to drive in that truck. Yeah, I think the first time she got in it, she was 8. You know, I mean, the thing was a hunting truck. It was designated as a sole farm truck in 1973 when they bought it.
Yeah,
And they ran it into the ground, man. And it's still kicking today. And it's arguably the most expensive M100 on the planet because nobody's going to spend that restoration money on a truck like that. But
right. Yeah, no, it's gorgeous and it's fully restored and probably the car in the collection that would never get rid of. There's some cars you've got
to. You know,
and the lawman. Yeah, the lawman would.
She'd probably get rid of the lawman before she got rid of the Mercury.
Honestly, that's probably true. The Mercury just makes the most sense to keep. And look, Gage will realize how special that truck is. And I'm sure the other kids, and I don't know how many there are, but will understand how special that truck is. But yeah
it's that's cool something piece. That's got to be in the family forever. It's again one of those vehicles that in telling the stories and rehashing them, it just brings you back to a simpler time, and it's a fun time. And you know, in this day and age, we need stuff like that.
What I was thinking about back on that truck, because so those of you guys who don't know, Wanda is Canadian but grew up on a ranch or a farm there. Is that a Canadian truck or is it an American truck?
100% Canadian truck. They were all the Fords were the same, except for when they were exported to Canada, then they were rebadged and they were Mercuries. And so that's what makes that truck so rare is that 67 Mercury M100, which is the identical to the 67 F100. The badging is in a different location. And as I said, one's a Ford and one's badge is a Ford, one's badge is a Mercury. It's interesting because we're going through Wanda's truck and everything on it says Mercury except for the horn butt, and it's got a Ford emblem on it. And so the question is, did Ford just not go 100% in with changing all the emblems, or did they, you know, what is this, an aftermarket part that was put on afterwards? You know, who knows? So
right. Is the speedometer a mile an hour or a mile per hour or a kilometer?
It's mile per hour.
It is mile per hour. Yeah. So there's a few pieces that were carryover from the US. The rebadging. Absolutely. Now that one is on the tailgate. Is it stamped Mercury?
No, it's not. It's embossed.
Yeah. It's in the metal framed. Though. Like the outer shell of that tailgate is a sheet metal stamping. Yeah. Cause they had a, because that's different than just doing the badges, right? Like
good luck going to find a Mercury tailgate.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Is like good luck trying to find that for sure. I mean, you'd have to restore the one that's there. I mean, you'd have to weld and metal and just do it from that. Like that's the only way you can really.
Well, yeah, that or you refabricate one because you're not going to find it.
Right, and then if you made one from scratch, which wouldn't be easy, but if you like, you take a Ford tailgate and then you'd cut out the Ford logo and if you made it from scratch, you'd have to have the Mercury tailgate because you would never get the dimensions of the, absolutely. You know, yeah. You know, you would never get it right if you didn't know exactly what you were looking at, you know. We were just talking about that other day on one of the car projects that our guy Sean and Adam Carolla's garage is working on. He's got a BRE 510 that he's working on, but if we didn't really have one of the original BRE 510s done as sort of the roadmap, there's so many things that he's fabricating from scratch. And then when he talked to Pete Brock, he was like, hey, here's this overflow tank, and then it goes to the oil cooler. And he's like, where did you guys buy this? He's like, we made them in our shop back in the day. So Sean's like, great, now I got to make one and make it look exactly like the original. And he did a great job. But, you know, of course, Adam looks at it. He's like, hey, that's nice. And he's like, that's 200 hours of fab work. What did I just spend? Oh, nice. Yeah. I just spent, $20,000 making a thing that you can buy from Moroso for $199. Right. Yeah. So what's the cost on that? All right. So talk about kind of hectic schedules, a bunch of things up in the air. So as we're here recording this, Adam and I were sort of putting together a last minute plan to get to Rennsport. And they haven't done it in a few years between COVID and the years that they normally take off, but it's a big anniversary. And it's, I think, 75 with Porsche and 50 or something with 911. And they wanted the Paul Newman 935 up there. So we reached out to a friend, and the guy's like, "Hey, I'm going up there. I've got my big rig truck. I'm bringing a few cars. I've got an extra spot." And I was like, "Okay, sure." You know, I said, "Well, we can do that. Yeah, why don't you take the car up? We know you. We like you. You've handled the car before, so we trust your ability to do it." And you know, Porsche was kind enough to cover the shipping fee because they asked specifically for this car. We said, "Okay, great. Then, you know, I'm sure you could just have those guys pay you for it. You get a little money and you're going up there anyway." And then, of course, the last minute, it's just like, you know, it's like, "Hey, you know, we told the insurance company that you're going up there, and, you know, and now they can't cover you because he doesn't have a commercial license."
Oh, God.
And he's not an employee of our company. If he's an employee, then you're covered, right? You can tow or drive anything, right? Anyway, couldn't get it done. So now, you know, we're a day away from the car. The car's got to be loaded in today. Today's Wednesday. Car's got to be loaded in today. This was yesterday afternoon. And then, so, you know, Porsche, by the way, is great. We kind of scrambled with people at Rennsport at Laguna Seca at the track and Porsche headquarters in Atlanta. And we found a hauler. And they came by the way, with that sweet rig. I think you've seen this around LA. It's the flatbed, but with the complete clamshell over the back of it. And it's got, like, you know, like a window in the back. So it's almost like an art display. Like, you could put a car in there and you can kind of see it. So they got a hold of these guys. I think it was JP Logistics. They showed up within an hour at the shop. Sean was there by himself. The guy helped get the 935 loaded up on the flatbed, closed the clamshell, and it's in this, you know, little protective bubble, basically, and it's on its way up there. It should be getting loaded onto the track as we speak. Now, we solved that issue yesterday at the last minute. We didn't solve the issue of how the car was getting home. And I had already called our buddy Bob Sellers over at Reliable. I go, "Hey, we're getting jammed up on cars and whatever." And anyway, it's just, I was on the phone with a million people yesterday and back and forth with Adam, and he was filming a TV show. So he's, you know, it's, you know, how you jump back and forth. He's like, "I got to call you back up. They need me again," or "there's hair and makeup again." And then
I have a son that, in the meantime of everything going on, chooses to decide to want to go to the Notre Dame Duke game this weekend as an unofficial visit for Duke. So I'm trying to get that done at the same time.
Credit to Reliable. So I got an early call at 6 o'clock in the morning. And it's from Bob Sellers from Reliable. And I didn't get the voicemail till a bit after. But so relieved. He was like, Hey, Matt, it's Bob. Just want to let you know that I got your voicemail yesterday. Porsche already reached out to me and I have your car scheduled to be picked up and returned back to you at LA. He goes, "I'm calling early. I apologize because I'm now getting on a plane and I'll be gone for the day. And I didn't want you running around scrambling." And I was like, thank God for that guy, because he was such a rock star and solved my problem for the day. I was getting up going, "Oh man, now I got to figure out how to get the car up there and get it back home." And he started my day off with the best voicemail going, "You can get it. You're going to get it shipped home." So looking forward to Rennsport. It's always the coolest Porsche event because the cars are out there. They do the tractor race, which is kind of fun. And a handful of the vintage cars and the racing cars and the displays for the street cars. And Porsche always has a few things that they debut. I think the Mission X that we saw will make like its U.S. debut there. I think they have that. It's like a Porsche Speedster concept. Was it the I think it's the 357, the Vision 357 Speedster concept. They'll have that 911 ST that we talked about, and probably something else that we don't even know about yet. They'll unveil something we don't even know about yet. Most of that will probably happen on Thursday. So we won't be there for the unveilings, but we'll see the cars when we get there. We just won't be there for the press conference. But anyway, I'm trying to get up there. And honestly, I don't even know if Adam is completely going at this point. He had another engagement to do. So I don't know if he's trying to get up there with me. But and then the other issue, of course, is he and I both drive electric cars right now. And we just did... I know you're laughing. We just did an hour, you know, a week ago with Alistair Weaver about how he drove with the family in a Rivian to Monterey and back. And he's like, it was the worst EV experience of his life. And he's like, if you are not in a Tesla on the Tesla network, you can't take a road trip. He came back. He was so frustrated. So Adam's like, can we make it? I was like, it's not going to be good. I've literally just did an hour conversation with Alistair on the air about doing that. But I last minute, reached out to our friends at Volvo, and they've got the S90 sedan, the full size luxury sedan, hybrid, being delivered tomorrow morning that we're going to be able to take up there. So that I'm looking forward to, because the S90 is really nice. And I don't mind that it's a plug-in hybrid, because it's still got the gas engine on board, and we can plug it on the way, or can charge on board. So no problem. That'll be a nice ride. That takes a little bit of worry out of it as well. But anyway, that's kind of what's on the docket for the next few days. But I'm looking forward to Rennsport. If anybody's listening to this and they're going to Rennsport, we'll be there floating around, I think. At least I will be. Saturday, maybe Friday afternoon, certainly Saturday, and probably a bit on Sunday before I drive back. But
sounds like a fun event. I don't know where the hell I'm going to be this weekend. But
in the garage filming YouTube videos. A little bit of car news. I just wanted to get out there. When I bought my Mustang Mach 1, they sent me like the gift certificate. It's like, hey, you got the Mach 1, you get a day, you know, you get a track day, I don't know, North Carolina or something like that, or Charlotte Motor Speedway as part of the package, but you kind of make your way out there. You got to take your flight and your hotel and stuff. And honestly, I never got an opportunity to do it. Although doing what we do, we get a little spoiled. I get to do a couple of track days here and there, Willow Springs and Irwindale, not with my car yet, but I've already been on the track with the new Mustang at Irwindale, kind of an autocross course and the drift course. But that course, that sort of that invitation to drive, that later expanded to Broncos. You brought the Bronco Raptor. You can go to the Bronco Off Rodeo Raptor event in Texas, in Nevada. If you get the other Broncos, you can do, or the other Raptors, you can go to the off road events. So Ford's kind of sticking with that and saying, hey, if you're getting the new Ford Mustang, you'll be able to go, you get an invitation, you get a free day at these events. You still have to make your way there. It's going to be part of the new Mustang. They haven't exactly given out all of the information except for the Mustang Dark Horse. If you get the Mustang Dark Horse, you'll be able to do the track attack at Charlotte Motor Speedway in North Carolina. So you can go to that event. And if you haven't done anything like this before, it's totally worth doing. If you get some instruction and a little bit of track time, it's worth doing. Now, here's the beauty of it is if you're in Oregon and you bought yourself a dark horse, you don't have to drive your car to North Carolina. You could just make your way there. You can fly. They'll have cars for you. You don't have to beat on your own car. You can beat on their cars, which is good.
It's like going to Bondurant.
Yeah, it's kind of like going to Bondurant. So you get to basically participate in the different Ford racing schools that they're going to be putting together for the Ford owners. And I imagine if you get the GT or the EcoBoost, you're going to have those events soon. They just haven't exactly worked out what they're going to be yet. If my guess is, especially like with EcoBoost, they're going to have cars there with the drift brake, and you'll get an opportunity to kind of throw the car around and use the drift brake, which will be kind of fun. Don't expect to look like Von Gittin Jr. sliding around the oval at Irwindale. That's not quite exactly what's going to happen when they show you how to use the drift brake. But yeah.
Hello.
All right.
Dude, I'm very sorry. Last minute breakaway. I got to finish filming right now, man. I apologize. I'm sure all the listeners won't. I mean, they'll understand. So,
yeah. Listen, no problem. I know it's a busy day. We'll wrap things up over here, and then we'll chat again next week. We'll recap. Thanks, man.
Peace.
All right. So, just kind of finishing up the Ford Racing School stuff is going to be kind of fun. If you guys get an opportunity to do that, if you're picking up a Ford or a Bronco or something, you should try those events. You know, the other thing I wanted to touch on, Toyota GR Corolla, a cool car. I haven't been in the car yet to drive it. I've been hearing good things about it. I have it on a schedule, but it hasn't made it over here yet because we've been kind of traveling, as you guys know, as you guys listen to the show, back and forth to Detroit and now Rennsport, and SEMA show is going to be coming up and stuff. But there's been a couple little upgrades as far as how you can buy the car. The GR Corolla for the 2024 model year, they've introduced a premium grade trim level, and that will include the front and rear torsion limited slip differentials, which it'll be included in that package, where normally, I think on the base model, which they called the core model, was about $1,180. So this will be included in a package now, the premium grade package. You'll also get the brake cooling ducts, some upgraded interior stuff, a few things like that. I believe the standard features, of course, will be the JBL sound system and the parking sensors and the wireless charger. But I believe it's the same colors are going to be a carryover, the heavy metal, the ice cap black, and supersonic red. So they kind of did this when the Super came out, right? They made a few, like after the first year, they already made a few changes to some of the options and whatnot. So that's going on with GR Corolla. In the EV world, the Kia EV9, this is their three row EV. It's cool. It's got an interesting look to it. I like it. It's, I guess you could say it's going for more of their mainstream stuff. Obviously not the higher up trim levels like Genesis would have. But the EV9, now has a base price. It's $56,000. I guess if you could say $56,000 is entry level, but man, cars are just expensive these days. The base trim, so there's four trim models. There's one called light, long range, wind, land, and then there's a GT line. The light, which is the base model, is 76.1 kilowatt battery, 215 horsepower, single motor on the rear. The estimated range is about 223 miles of range. And 0 to 60 is about 7.7 seconds. Now, when you step up to the light long range, which is essentially the same thing, but with the bigger battery, then you get about 300 miles of range and a 99.8 kilowatt battery. But it's actually a little slower. So you get more range, but it's a little slower. So the 0-60 goes from 7.7 to 8.8. But then there is the GT line. That is the all-wheel drive version, steps up the horsepower to 376, the torque to 516. 0-60 is about 5 seconds, and that comes in at about 240 miles range. So you can get the small battery with 223 mile range. You can get the big battery for 300 mile range. And if you get the GT line, you get the big battery, but 243 miles of range, but it's a lot faster. So you'll get a few different options. And I don't know, it's kind of cool looking. Also keep in mind that there's potentially a tax credit for EVs. If you buy an EV in 2024, there's a $7,500 tax credit, but it works a little differently than it has in the past. Now, you could take this tax credit and use it as a down payment on the new car, but only if you qualify for the tax credit. So if you owe taxes more than $7,500, you could potentially get this. If you owe less than $7,500, then you won't get the full $7,500, right? You have to qualify for the tax credit to get it. You might end up just pay less than taxes or get the credit and put it toward a new vehicle. But you're going to definitely want to chat probably with an accountant on how that works. The dealer might be able to help you as well, sort of explain it, but the dealer doesn't know your tax situation, your financial situation. So yeah, it's really going to be helpful to talk to an accountant if you have an accountant about it. Unless you do your own taxes, in which case, yeah, good luck. I'm sure you can figure it out. Anyway, that's about it. We've got a handful of things, so I think we're going to cut things a little bit short today because there's just so much on the docket. And wheels up pretty soon for RenSport. So as usual, thanks, guys. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week. Until next time, keep the air in the spare and the bag in the wheel.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CarCast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarCastShow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit CarCastShow.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.